This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 8:44. Many college students are now back in their dorms after the winter break, and many Philadelphia area colleges required students to test negative for COVID-19 before they could move back in. WHYY's Robbie Broad reports on students who live on campus and attend in-person classes amid public health concerns.
Students at Newman University in Delaware County needed to present a negative COVID test result before returning to campus after winter break. Starting on move-in day, the university began holding free on-site rapid tests for students. One of the students in line that day for a test was freshman biology major Hannah Asaka.
Making sure everybody's separate. I didn't have contact with anybody, so I do feel safe.
Despite none of her classes being in person this semester, she decided to move back into her residence hall. She says it's because Newman has better access to Wi-Fi and more areas to study compared to her mom's house in Upper Darby.
For the most part, it's more about space because my mom also is working in the house and, you know, both of us trying to be on Zoom at the same time. And it's like, I can't really move like I want to move because I know I have to be respectful and quiet in the house.
She feels comfortable returning to Newman's campus with the testing protocols in place.
I think I would just take my chances because at the end of the day, I don't really want to continue to live sheltered. Like in the house when there's a possibility for me to be safe.
Lauren Rigoli, a graduate nursing student at Newman, helped administer the rapid tests. She also works at Wellspan York Hospital in York, where she saw the COVID crisis up close.
I had to take some time off of work just for my mental health as well. It's very hard to see not just elderly people, but young people as well, getting so sick and even dying. Even that the people that have it still thinking that it's not a real thing.
Rigoli sees the value in having in-person classes and was glad to be a part of Newman's attempt to do it safely.
I think if you're going to bring kids back to campus, making sure to test all of the students is definitely the way to do it.
Colleges in the area vary with their return to school plans. Some, like Community College of Philadelphia, Westchester University, and all Penn State campuses, have started the semester completely remote. Others, like Temple, Penn, and Widener, are going hybrid and require negative tests for students to return to campus. Newman is also hybrid. This semester, it'll house about 500 students and test them randomly after their first negative result. Newman President Dr. Chris Domes says 30 students tested positive for COVID in the fall, fewer than 10 of whom lived in the residence halls.
Our campus was very safe. We've got people wearing masks. We have a health check on everybody walking to every single building has to do a health check. You answer a set of questions, and we were able to really mitigate the issues of spread on our campus, and we had a very healthy semester.
Some, though, aren't convinced that a negative test is enough to make sure students are safe moving back in. Dr. Chris Johnson, professor in Temple University's Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics, says students are still at a high risk of transmitting the coronavirus.
They're in a population that is most likely to have asymptomatic infections, so inviting a study buddy over or going and meeting up at the library can be just as risky as going to a party because you're in close quarters for a long period of time.
Rapid antigen tests typically have an 80% accuracy rate, which Dr. Johnson says makes the tests too unreliable to ensure student safety. One of her biggest worries is that the new COVID-19 variant strain will spread through Southeast Pennsylvania college campuses.
With Philadelphia being a large metropolitan area and us having a multitude of universities that house people from multiple states, it's very likely that we're going to end up seeing the variant. And that, I think, makes it even more emergent that we in the Philadelphia area get the vaccine as soon as we can.
She says the only safe way to make sure campuses are COVID-free is to vaccinate students. At the current rate, that group is unlikely to become eligible until after many colleges break for the summer. Back on campus at Newman, Hannah Asaka was relieved to get a negative test. Graduating high school during COVID was a strain, and she's trying to keep a positive attitude as she resumes her freshman year.
I think at first I was really bummed because of my senior year was cut out. I turned 18, so all my milestones I think I hit during the pandemic, and I was very disappointed. But I think it is what you make it, and I'm trying to make the best of it, and that's why I'm here. You gotta make it something.
Robbie Broad, WHYY News.